this is where I warn listeners that sometimes there's strong language on this program. So if you're sensitive to that sort of thing, you know, don't listen. This week on Gunwash, we're going to talk about Mardi Gras and politics, because D.C., you know?
That's right, it is Gunwash. There's that news music. Every week I hear it, and it's... I just decided it's a little weird, the music. It's very generic, but that's okay.
Oh, fine, fuck it.
It's not
fine.
Like the Mondo song.
No, no, the Mondo song's much more, how do you say, niche. But anyway, welcome, of course, to Gunwash. It is 9 p.m. here in Brooklyn, and we have a lot to talk about tonight. Jack mentioned it earlier. We're going to talk about Mardi Gras. Our friend Josh is here.
Hey.
He's hanging. I don't know if he's going to say anything. We're going to try to force him to talk, but there's a lot coming up tonight on Gunwash. So stay tuned. That's coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Carnival music.
So when we went to New Orleans, we went to a Mardi Gras practice. It was in like, you know, like an American Legion or some shit. Like,
sure.
Yeah, it was in one of those.
So they spend an entire, like, you know, 3 months. Months.
Getting ready.
Getting ready. And what is Mardi Gras? What's Mardi Gras?
Sounds like this.
What is it? What is it? Never been down there. Don't know what it's about.
I think I heard it's like a religious thing.
Yeah, it is related to Christ, I believe. Yeah. Well,
we're gonna get to that later.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You celebrate, you know, it instead of being poor.
Instead of Ash Wednesday.
Wait. What'd you say, Josh?
Like the 2 days of the, what? Do I need to get closer?
Yeah, you gotta get
right up in there. I want to hear that voice.
Oh, hello. It's an old thing. It's like pagan. You celebrate it
Before you like Christ.
You celebrate it before you do holy things. It's like you get to go and act nuts and get wild and have sex. And in some cultures, even, it's like the mayor takes a role as like the poorest man in the city, and the poorest man becomes the mayor. Like it's that whole setup.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh wow! So all sorts of stuff going on for Mardi Gras.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. We'll talk more about that later on.
I did not know
that. Yeah, I mean, like, right away.
I heard that people can throw, like, parades for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of
parades. So what else are we going to talk about tonight?
Well,
we're going to talk about
there's politics.
You know?
Again, I don't know.
You know, Rektek got called a sexist. He got called out. He got put through the ringer on the Facebook, you know?
Oh wait, so Rektek made a political statement, I guess is what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. We'll get to that.
Okay, great. Well, yes, tonight we will talk about some politics. Again, like I said, I don't know exactly what a caucus is, but we'll learn about that. And
it's a stupid word.
It surely is, and I'll be educated because I don't know that much about it. I do have a stand on political media
stuff. I thought it was
stuff,
a typo and someone was trying to say cactus.
Yeah, the Iowa cactus. But thank you again for tuning in. It is Gunwash. We're here every Thursday at 9 p.m. and we're on gunwash.com, and we broadcast live from the heritageradionetwork.org. Live call-ins are 718-497-2128. We're joined tonight by Josh Berghoff.
Mm-mm. Not my name.
All right.
That's not his name, man.
That's not
tell
it.
Tell me how you say it.
Berggraf.
Berggraf.
Like, make it like two words.
Berggraf. Mm. Well, I'm sorry.
You better be.
I'm bad with names.
You better be sorry,
but I'm
dude.
Trying. I'm trying. Well, that's great. So we'll get to all that as soon as we...
I think it's time for Spliffing.
That's true. So Spliffing can pull up music, and we'll be back in just one moment.
Son, where'd you find this?
Hey,
Yeah, give us a call, 718-497-2128, Gunwash.
Thank you, Splivington. We're on gunwash.com.
You know, I need new sound effects.
I gotta
get the intern.
We can
on
work
that.
On it. Yeah, I saw. You
I
know,
think
I,
this clap is corny now.
You know what's weird is that I
get ass claps.
I think the clap. Oh, ass clap therapy. Wow, remember ass clap therapy?
And then register your song with them.
Yeah.
Oh. good one, Jeremy.
You know, I noticed on the outline that you said. I know you said like that there's no new intern tonight, but I wanted to ask you, whatever happened to that guy Malachi?
He was supposed to stop by tonight and give me his paperwork.
Oh, so he's a real.
It's
did,
over.
I see
pink
it.
Slip, his
but
pink
he,
slip.
But he got. Yeah, yeah. He
I
got.
I got to give him the grade.
I see. And you're going to give him an A, or only Declan gets the A. Declan truly
you
got
know,
specially.
You know,
got,
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, fair mm-hmm. enough. Declan truly is a special. Was a special intern.
Listen. That's a whole thing.
That's
Malachi's
that's,
great dude, though.
Politics,
Malachi's
man. That's
great
radio
dude. This is politics.
Politics.
Right, we're getting right into it. Right
getting
into
right
it.
Into politics. Yeah, so what happened?
You don't watch this shit, right? Do you know that there's a primary going on?
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what that is?
No, I don't know what the primary is, but I sometimes put it on because I know
what the primary is.
No, I don't
come
do,
on, man.
No. I understand, like, people are... They're one. Someone's going to become a president. I get that. But I don't believe
I
in
don't.
The... In the structure.
I got a caller, hopefully, that's ready to talk politics.
Okay, put him on. Her. He or her. Hey, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nathaniel, and I'm calling from a salon in Soho.
Yeah, well, you're
perfect.
So fancy, I would imagine you're calling from a salon, as we often have salon series here on the Heritage Radio Network.
So Rectech, stay on the line. I want to just, like, give some context here. Primary's going down. Big divide between the Hillary people and the Bernie people, right? These are the two Democratic candidates.
Oh, no.
I'm doing this for you, Aaron.
Primary means we decide who gets to run for Democratic.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. So so Nat jumps into a Facebook thread.
Yeah.
That's
He's
way.
Good at jumping
it's good
into
It's a good way to start a story. Nat jumps into a Facebook thread, and he in the middle of kind of like a political debate, he says, well, at least Bernie's not bought and sold, you know, like a hooker.
Ooh, well, that
no gender thing implied here. And then he gets the classic, like, the feminist attack.
Right.
They all come down on him pretty hard.
But so...
And it got pretty bad.
But so...
they're
like,
viral?
You got strangers coming in from left and right. Like, this sexist piece of shit. Like, you're not even welcome on the Bernie team. Like, fuck this guy. You're a sexist. Blah, 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 blah. Nat...
But if I could...
Nat responds by asking the girl out on a date, which was pretty
nice. That's
nice.
Yeah. But if I could ask a question to both you and Nat, I mean, when you said you're not bought and sold like a prostitute, you don't actually mean, it can be misinterpreted in type, obviously, but you don't literally mean like a woman, you don't mean it to be sexist.
here's the thing. I specifically said, look, I'm using that word, but I recognize that there could be, like, I mean, you know, a potential double entendre, but that's not my intention.
Understood.
I didn't use that many words, but I noted, hey, I know this word could be a problem, but I'm using the word hooker because that's someone who, you know, does unsavory things for money, much like the person we're talking about.
With Hillary Clinton does unsavory things for money?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, it was not well received, and I think it's a problem.
I mean, Hillary Clinton gave speeches for Goldman Sachs and made like a cold like 800 G's on it.
See, that's the reason
she's out here talking about anti-Goldman Sachs. She's taking money from. So it's not a bad analogy.
Well, see, you know, that's the reason I don't really get into the politics thing.
Yeah, because
it's
for
just
sure.
kind of like a, I don't know, Nat. I mean, if you feel okay, so there's the hooker involved or whatever. So obviously you're on the Bernie side. I would imagine. But this this Bernie guy, you know, you kind of
this guy?
Well, he kind of reminds me of Nat in a way. I don't know about politics, but he's, you know, he's like,
why,
I'm like,
because he's Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah, yes, yeah, because he's Jewish. I mean, he's got that whole like Jewish thing going on.
I heard he's from
Brooklyn.
That's,
okay, to be real, and I was telling Jack this. I think that is gonna that's the least electable part of him because I can tell you, as a Jew, everyone hates us.
Right.
And so that's going to be a problem.
He's like, I believe that we can do...
He's the most qualified by far.
Why? But why? Because he's like has new opinions that are like, I'm here to tell you that I'm from Brooklyn and I believe
because
there's going to be vending machines at the...
good smoked fish. Yeah, that's part of it, certainly. But also because... He's been consistent. It's really just about consistency. Like, you know, you can say anything you want about Hillary Clinton, but she has not been remotely consistent. She has no moral compass.
Right.
She has no moral compass guiding what she does. What guides her is, well, I'm the smartest person in the room, so I should be in charge. The ends justify the means. I'm going to, you know, and, you know, not even to say that she was like, she was hustling all these, you know, Wall Street types for a decade and a half
yeah.
or more.
She's a carpetbagger.
Bernie has been, you know, wearing whatever shitty loafers he wears
like,
for the last 20 years and not making any money when I'm sure he could have and sticking by what he believes in. And that is super fucking rare.
Well, I would like to see.
Let me ask you something. Are you going to vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And what happens if you vote? Like, are you going to feel better? Like, is it going to be like an egotistical
nothing
thing?
Nothing will happen.
Mondo, I'll never feel better. No.
No.
I'm in a permanent state of misery.
It's like you're putting your foot down on something. Like, me personally, even if I had all the time in the world, I don't even know any of these, like, candidates, and I'm not even going to vote for them.
Why don't we play a clip of Bernie?
Sure, let's do that.
Wrong with that. The thing is, there's nothing wrong with not voting. The thing that there is something wrong with is when people complain about the government
absolutely.
And then not vote.
Well, no. I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's 100% true, but again, I'm not as smart as you guys, but let's play the clip and then we'll discuss further.
Okay, this is the first clip. We'll play this one.
So I understand Larry David is hosting SNL this weekend. He does a pretty good imitation of you. Do you do a Larry David imitation?
Anderson, I know you've been in journalism for a long time.
Are you doing your Larry David
this
right
is
now?
Scoop. I am Larry David. And you didn't get it.
Typical Hebraic style humor. Old, not interesting. No. Listen.
You don't want that guy to be your president? Come
no,
on,
listen.
It would be fucking great.
No, here's the thing. I understand your comment. Like, if people don't vote and then they complain, I don't get into this argument because I always look like the bad person, uneducated, da da da. But I really, really feel this way. I think you can complain about the government and not vote. I believe you can. I believe
but
that.
But complain to who?
Well, I mean, I don't really complain because
on
I understand.
Facebook?
The thing is, here, let me, Nat and everyone, let me explain something to you. When someone gets elected president, nothing happens. Now, you believe that things do happen, but nothing happens. Here's the most amazing thing that ever happened in a presidential election. The greatest president, the most interesting president, the most important president that has ever, ever come to the United States or been elected to the United States is Barack Obama because he is black. That is the reason. That is the biggest thing that has ever changed. They should put his face into the Mount Rushmore in a slightly darker color rock. You know, that is the only thing that's changed. That is the most important thing that ever changed. Black president. That's like we want. That was like you win the game of America.
What are you talking about?
That's what I believe, Jeremy. There's not anyone that gets elected. You can't do anything. Yeah. Oh, your taxes will change, but nothing will change.
Dog, do you know how quickly things can change if you elect the wrong guy?
That's not true.
No, it's
look at what
happened. Look at fucking Italy.
A lot of bad things.
In the 30s. Look at fucking Germany in the 30s. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bush wasn't president, but a lot of things would have still happened. Like there still would have been a Hurricane Katrina. They still would have fucked that up. Like all of that, right? There would not have been a war in Iraq if there wasn't a Bush, right? Oh, if he wasn't elected. And the war in Iraq, the ripples of that go out so fucking far that to say that who is president doesn't matter is a total fallacy.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
Okay, Nat, let me ask you this. So if Hillary wins this year, right, or whenever people win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's becoming the first woman president, and like, will that overcome like Obama being black, or will it like change like mad stuff in the world? Like, what's the difference? Is the world gonna be better in a way?
Well, here's one big difference. Here's one big difference is other countries have female leaders. Like, you know, the person in charge of Germany has been a woman for quite some time. Like, the person in charge of Germany has never been black. So, but Obama's a bigger deal than Hillary.
Yes. Huge deal. I'll vote for whoever you'd vote for, Nat.
I want to play one more clip. Can we
go
do
ahead.
That?
I'm not voting.
Yeah, we know that. We already heard that. Let's see, Let's see what we got here.
I understand that substance abuse and addiction is a health issue, not a criminal issue. Okay. When I talk about moving toward universal health care, what I understand that to be, and it is absolutely imperative that it be, is understanding that mental health and addiction is part of health care. And what that means is that when people need treatment, they shouldn't have to wait 3 months. When they need it, they should be able to get it.
Hey,
that's not the full clip I was looking for, but what he goes on to say
I heard that like 1,000 times since like TV.
So he goes on to say that like they're over prescribing opiates and stuff, and that's leading to heroin addiction, which I thought was just a crazy thing for a political candidate to bring up.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, world issues, wars, etc., things that affect our daily life. Yes, I understand, but you won't stop people from being addicted. You won't stop people from being hateful. You won't stop powers from fighting.
Whatever happened to Donald Trump?
He'll never stop any of it.
Yo, Nat, right now, isn't Donald Trump trying to be a president? Like, that's
hold on. Let him talk.
And you want to stop. You want to stop doing drugs. Your options are incredibly limited. For a society where everyone knows that drug addicts commit crimes to get more drugs, you'd think that that society would want drug addicts to provide avenues for them to stop doing drugs. But if you're like a crackhead and you're like, you know what, I don't want to smoke crack anymore. I'm going to find some help, but I don't have any money. Here's what your option is. You can go someplace for 5 days, and Medicaid will cover that, and you'll probably have to wait to get there. And that's never cured anyone of anything, I promise you. So it's really kind of weird that we're in a society that isn't working harder towards fixing that problem, because people that get robbed, people that get carjacked most of the time, or at least let's say 40 to 50% of the time, it's by people who have substance abuse issues.
Nat, do you believe? Go ahead.
You know why they make people wait like 5 days? Because the people that have to wait the 5 days are going to abuse that system and be like, oh, you know what? This is like a joke, so I'm going to just go in and out. So it's like an endurance test in a sense that you have to like wait those 5 days.
Well,
maybe.
No, that's true. And no, that's a legitimate point, is that some people, is that in countries where, or in states where it's like easier to get free treatment, yeah, it's true. Some people use it as just like a way to get a hot meal and to like build up some sleep so they can go back out there and get fucked up some more. That's true. I mean, yeah, I've seen that. But the thing is, that's just part of the deal. Just in the same way that, you know, you send someone to prison, they're going to come out like, I'm never going to do that again. You send some people to prison, they come out and they're twice as bad. Like, just how it is.
Do you, Nat, do you feel your vote counts?
That's
it, yeah, it can't possibly,
know,
right? There's no way it could count.
This way. The answer is yes, because there was literally no better example of that than Gore versus Bush.
I mean,
it came down to a shitty town in Florida and a couple hundred people.
That was controversial.
Like,
a couple hundred people decided the fate of 350 million people plus the rest of the world.
That's
that
what a tabloid.
Remember, like, you know, when you're like younger, they teach you about like the Electoral College? Because, I mean, I haven't heard about that in a while, but I'm sure it still exists. So don't they choose who the president is?
Good question.
Isn't that what happened?
You're saying is the Electoral College outmoded?
That's
something people argue about, and I'm not educated enough to have an opinion on.
Well, neither am I, so I guess we'll stop there.
Wow.
Because I feel like they just elect whoever they want, right? It's a politics. They politically get who they want. I'm not a voter. Exactly. I'm not involved, so we can, you know. Don't go by what I say, obviously.
All I'm saying is I hate women. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I'm sorry you had problems on the internet. I know, Nat, that you didn't mean anything sexist. I know
I appreciate that.
You were referring to her because she, you know, she stood by Bill for that hard thing, that big situation. She was like, this sucks.
That hard thing. That was funny.
She was like, this sucks, but I'm going to hang in because I know later on it'll probably be all right. It's like, you know.
It literally sucks.
See, this is what I'm trying to... I try to tell Jack all the time. I'm like, Jack, you know, things change quickly. You know, stay positive. Don't think that today or tomorrow is the last day.
What's bugged out is that, like, she has a bad reputation
Clinton.
Yeah, and what's to do with Bill Clinton still, like, talking on, like... Bill's cool.
Nah, he's cool. But, you know, she sucks. I mean, you know, she just doesn't... She looks like she sucks.
I don't know, man. She looks like she has a sense of humor. I saw her on SNL one time.
But I don't know. Nat, if you say so, I know that Bernie is, like, the more liberal guy, so I'll do that. Whatever you think, man.
What about the third party? Is it the Green Party? What party is that?
Oh, that's not happening.
What party is that?
Yeah, what party is that?
There's like a third guy running, and no one, and Nat, you didn't answer my question. What's up with Donald Trump? Is he like running for president?
Yeah, that's a funny one too. What's going on with that, Nat?
Is he running for president?
Yeah.
Come on, man, we know that's true.
Do you even read Facebook, dude?
Dude, is he winning or is he like, what? How come he's not in this conversation?
No. You asked, is he running? They're talking about Democrats.
They're talking about the Democratic
one. So what, the Democrats have to battle for a minute and then?
Yes.
The Republicans are battling too, yes.
Yes. What do you think about Trump, Nat?
I think the most interesting thing about him is everyone whose job it is to predict what's going to happen in an election cycle for the last, I don't know, 8 months, every single one of them has been entirely fucking wrong about him. And not just wrong like once, they've been consistently wrong every single time. Like if you look at like Nate Silver, last election, Nate Silver predicted the outcome of all 50 states exactly right. He had a perfect record. He like invented all this like, entirely new math system for like weighted averages and how to like predict what state's gonna vote what, right?
See, I'd go with that
and
guy.
He wrote an article like maybe 6 months ago, and he gave Trump a 4% chance of making it to of winning the primary. Now I don't know that Trump will win, but I definitely know that he has a way better chance than 4%. And that's coming from the smartest guy in the room. If you look at people who are dumber, which is everyone else, you know, there are people saying, like, you know, Trump was going to fall out the race, like, 8 months ago. Like, so I mean, I think he's a piece of shit, but you got to give him props for being able to outfox all of the people whose job it is just to know things.
It's true, he does.
I run, I win.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got that thing where he like kind of does what he wants. Well, thank you, Nat. I will vote for Bernie because you said so. If I'm allowed to vote,
one
I don't
vote
know.
Just became two or three. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. So our votes count. Well, Nat, I hope you have a better time with your Facebook interactions and that no one.
I don't think so.
Trolls no, you, so I don't to speak. Think so. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
And you really did educate me, by the way. Look, just to think, just 15 minutes ago, I didn't believe it.
He doesn't seem like a very bright guy.
Hey, Nat, what's a caucus?
Huh?
What's a caucus?
What's my caucus?
No,
about 7 inches.
No, he actually asked what the caucus is.
Boom,
well, anyway, thank you. We're on Gun Watch talking about some politics. Josh Berggraf is here this evening. He's just hanging out. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't really like to talk politics.
Hey, yo, it's okay. Hey, yo, Josh, you voted or you're not going to tell
That's
anybody?
That's what you're going to look like on April 1st.
I like all these Trump things.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Gunwash.
Split
and that's
zoom.
Awesome.
Will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I would love to be your friend. Will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You must be good and very honest if you want to be my friend. Very fine and understanding if you like to be my friend. You must be good and very honest if you want to be my friend. Very fine and understanding if you like to be my friend. So will you be my friend? I'd like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I would love to be your friend. You are very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. Very fine and understanding. Come to me, my friend. Very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. I'm so happy that I made you be my jolly good friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me. You follow me. Let's go and play. Hello, my friend.
You want some?
You follow me and be my jolly good friend.
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
Want to be my friend? I love to be your friend. Will you be my friend? I like to be your friend. You want to be my friend? I love to be your friend. You are very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. Very fine and understanding. Come to meet my friend. Very good and very honest. I would take you as my friend. I'm so happy that I met you. Be my jolly good friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me. You follow me. Let's go and play. Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. Oh, yes, I got you. You follow me and be my jolly good friend.
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
Son, where'd you find this?
Stop whatever you are doing and let's get ready to fight together.
Have a good time.
As you are no need for forcing, I've got tickets for the tours.
Yes, ma'am.
All you do is fall in trance. And we will start a fine romance.
I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding.
Into a trance. Thank you, Slivington. All right. Welcome back to Gunwa. That was Herbert Slivington.
Caller.
Hey, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Good evening, guys. It's Orlando from West Palm.
Hey, man. What's up? I'm still trying to find your shit, brother. I can't find it.
It's all good. real quick.
Yes, sir.
If you don't vote, then you're falling right into Trump's plan, which is...
Uh-huh.
The less turnout that is going to be out there,
gotcha.
He has a favorable chance of winning. So
says the Florida guy. I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, I was just...
So,
yeah, go ahead.
So in my opinion, you should vote. So I think that was Armando that said he's not going to vote. You
nope.
should, because if not, you're actually going to vote for Trump.
I see.
I'm down.
Yeah, I get it. I see.
Yeah, check this out.
Your grapefruits... are no match for my Trump Towers.
Wow, he's such a lunatic. And
I heard Trump said, cool, though, even if I shot somebody, I still probably wouldn't
yeah,
presidency.
But that's,
sounds
yeah,
like Aaron.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, no, not really. I mean, I get that, yeah, he's like out of control or whatever, but I mean, I'm not like that.
But that's his strategy. That's his strategy. Is the less turnout, the better chance he has of winning. So,
I think
anyway,
just
guys,
heard
I'll,
that.
I'll enjoy the show, and Black Cross, you can find us.
Yeah.
Peace,
Black Cross.
Peace, homie.
I'll vote for Black Cross.
See you guys.
Well, Josh Berg, right. Graf, welcome. Sorry I mispronounced you in the beginning, but...
don't worry about it.
Yeah, by the way, Josh has put out a book. It's called Future Shock Zero. Future Shock Zero. And it's very, very nice. Josh, we're going to play a little game. I know. Hey, listen.
I like the paper stuff.
I know you said you wanted to play the newlywed game, but
yeah,
I don't.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we have any. We don't have any questions written out. But we have another game. I think it's the wildlife game, right?
The what?
The wildlife game.
No, No. This is a name that sound game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then want to hear about his book. Maybe if he wins the game, then we can talk about
all right,
the
book.
Yeah. He's trepidatious.
The game for that one.
He's trepidatious about talking about the book,
right,
which
so,
I get.
So we're gonna play a sound.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna tell us what's that sound.
I'm into it.
All right.
All right. First sound.
No, Nokia phone.
That's correct.
Wow, very good.
Wow.
Very, very good.
Does it have to be that
specific? That was Mondo. That was really good.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say the Museum of Endangered Sounds. I guess that's all sounds, not just nature ones, right?
Right, but Mondo, you actually can't answer. I'm pretty sure you've been on this website, so... Yeah, you're disqualified.
I skimmed through the website.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
Okay, cool.
I just wanted to name my prize.
Okay, next sound.
Oh, but that's a good one.
I mean, I have no idea.
This doesn't ring a bell?
It seems like you might...
Aaron, you don't got that?
Oh, it's some
Frogger,
video game
Frogger
shit.
Or
yeah,
Pong?
Yeah, it is something like that.
Pong or Frog or something like that?
I'll give you a little hint.
Yeah.
This is a mobile. It's something you would carry with you. It's not a phone.
Oh, it's a
you would carry,
tiger.
You would carry this with you.
Oh, like tiger. A Namco football game.
No. This is a little bit later. This is something that in the schools you might see kids keeping care of.
Oh, a Namaguchi or whatever.
Namaguchi.
Namaguchi. Yeah,
Tamagotchi, motherfucker.
It's a Tamagotchi. Yes.
All right, Aaron got that one.
Yeah. Thank you. You were close, Namaguchi.
0 points for me.
Yeah, 0 points for you. Let's try another one.
No, this is 1 point
zero
for you.
Likes.
You had the Nokia.
Oh, that's tough.
No, hold on.
Let's see. That's tough.
No.
It's like a printer or a camera?
No. You're disqualified anyway.
Hold on. Jack, can you do me a favor? Can you play it again from the beginning? Sorry. Just one more time.
That's it. It's just on loop.
You know, I'm wondering if it's one of those like games that pulls.
It's not a game.
It's not a game. It sounds like a fax machine or some shit like that.
It's close.
It's in that ballpark. But I don't have any.
That's
other.
A really tough one.
Besides fax machines, I got nothing.
Facsimile, yeah. No.
It's a VCR rewinding.
Oh wow!
Never.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
I heard that noise, man. Yeah. They started changing later in the game. They started sounding a little weird.
Yeah, that's really tough, man.
Okay.
All right, let's go with an easier one here.
Oh, come on. That's AOL.
AOL? Yeah. Well, but come on. Yeah.
All right, fine. So you and I both got it.
You got it.
Next. Okay, no. I won't answer.
Still love
next
games,
time.
Though. Okay. Well, no, it's a competition.
Let's try this one.
Well, that's. Do you want me to answer that or do you want to answer? Because I know it.
I mean, you should say
it's
it.
All right,
so
it's
good.
It's
so good.
Hold on.
Just let it rock for a minute.
All right. It's in Carta 95.
It is very peaceful.
That is Windows 95.
I fucked up. I guess in Carta was different.
I could let this rock the rest of the show.
It is a good one.
So fire. Wow, I like that. Let's see here. This is we're getting more obscure.
Yeah, do the
let's try this one.
The phone cord getting plugged in.
It's not my fault.
Oh shit, I love it. Somebody was telling me about this and they couldn't identify what it was.
It's so like
I
a
still
Mac.
Lose.
Yeah. Oh, Mondo, I told you you're disqualified, man.
I don't know what it is. Oh, so you've heard
but
this.
But what
before.
Is it? Yeah, no, someone was just
it's a Mac.
Having a
yeah,
conversation.
It's a warning on an old Mac.
When what happens? Like what?
I don't know, but that sounds like the most gunwash shit I've
he
ever heard.
He always had
right?
a sense of humor, it's that guy. Rest fault. In peace, it's motherfucker. Not my fault.
All right, let's
that's all good. That goes out. That's what goes on in my head all night. By the way,
let's see what else we got here.
This is great.
I mean, I'm winning this game.
You are. You all
right,
are
this
here.
One should be easy. Well, that's tough.
What was that? Somebody like blowing into a Nintendo cartridge? Like these all just sound like gun loading.
Yeah.
Boom. You got it, bingo.
Great
wow.
job, dude. Great job.
That was worth 5 points.
Hey!
That's
a really good one. Yeah, you're way ahead now.
Yeah,
that's a
wow.
great guess. But yeah, we used to blow into the Nintendo machine.
Right, that's how you made it work.
Yeah.
You said blow.
Yeah. blow into.
I'm going to need as specific as possible on this one.
Okay. It sounds like something from my childhood, but I don't know.
Sounds like a Rectech song.
Oh, it's like one of those printers that had the little like perforated edges on the side.
Yeah, like dot matrix. Yeah,
bam!
Yeah. What is it called?
It's a dot matrix printer.
Yeah, dot matrix. There you go.
Wow, good one.
Hey.
I love
very
dot
good.
Matrix.
Very good. Dark we got a few more here.
Dark Horse.
This one's easy, but I mean, shut up.
That's the same. That's a dot matrix printer, right?
It just stays on. All right, no Mondo on this one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's Tetris.
That's easy.
I got that. For not jumping in.
I didn't.
Appreciate that.
I want to keep the. Yeah. I want to let you win. I'm not that good, but if I can let you win.
Let's see this one. Try. Here's another one.
That's
very sweet. We're sorry.
That's dumb.
Your call cannot be completed
dumb, huh?
as dialed from the phone you
that's
are using.
That's telling you what it is.
Please read the instruction card or call your operator to help you.
You know, what's interesting is we don't have.
It's a payphone. That was what the category
specifically?
Was. Specifically
okay.
a
so
payphone.
So no one got that, technically. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I feel like I heard that sound in my parents' house, though.
Yeah, but I think you'd get the da-da-da. You get the three tones.
Oh, and then it changes.
And then it would say, like, this number is active or whatever.
Jeremy just walked in. Let's see if he gets this one.
He probably will.
Okay.
Jeremy knows stuff. He votes.
Oh, it's not playing, huh?
Okay, that's good.
I know this one, too.
He's black. Sounds like some, like,
I know
Double
this
Dragon
one.
Shit or something.
I know this one. Well, it could either be two things.
I thought we were doing comedy.
No.
What are we listening to?
Well...
Put the headphones on, buddy.
So...
Take it.
Oh, yeah. If you don't put it on, I'm going to answer it. I know what it is. It's Asteroid, right?
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Is it... Wait. Is it Tempest? Is it Tempest?
No.
Damn. All right, then I don't know.
Well, I don't know, dude. I didn't really have video games when I was a kid.
Yeah, me neither.
Space Invaders.
I wasn't allowed.
I was close on
you
Asteroid.
Know, I had the computer version of that, but I never had the OG.
I was close on Asteroid.
All right, let's try another one.
Playing the game, you're not.
Back in it. I don't know. I don't know.
No, nothing?
No, I don't know.
One more time.
Oh, headphones are off?
Headphones are on. No, but I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Sounds like a computer
starting up. Yeah, it's an old Mac starting
up. Yeah, it's a Mac, yeah. We had the Windows and now the Mac.
There's a lot of technology I just didn't have. I feel like it's a rigged game.
Well, yeah. It's
really rigged.
Well, this one's a gimme.
Pac-Man, obviously.
Yes,
right?
Obviously.
Jerm got it without the headphones. Oh,
God. It says the guy without the headphones. Yeah. But, yeah. Wow. Let's see how nerdy. Let's see how nerdy we can get. Let's try this one.
I don't know.
Oh fuck! That was
He's got it.
I know he
game.
Does.
Yeah, I know it.
Come
too,
on, man.
That was a game.
Oh, it's no, that's not a game. Game.
No, it's
I know that noise, but I don't remember where it's from.
Come on.
It's like
no idea.
Uh oh.
It's ICQ.
Oh, yeah, I remember
what's
that.
What's ICQ?
Noise.
I don't know.
It was a chat platform back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Nothing that I understand about what's coming out of your mouth right now. All right,
cool.
It's a deep cut.
It was a funny, it was ICQ. It was like ICQ. Get it?
Yeah, ICQ.
Isn't that cute?
Look how cute that sound is.
Uh-oh, indeed. Uh-oh.
It's got a little flower as the icon.
Yeah, let's try this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another stupid one. I was gonna get that. It's a teletype.
That's when
that's before our time.
That's
I think.
You know at the end of those shows in the '80s,
right.
When that guy's typing on the typewriter and throws the paper up in the
air. It's a woman. It's Murder She Wrote.
I got that one.
Yeah, I got it.
Here you go.
All right, here's another one. This one's kind of weird too.
Minutes.
Yeah, I mean those sounds are like the end.
Who said? Wait, what did you say?
It's like a film clip.
I said 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's,
no,
that's
that was Josh got that one right.
It was
the film countdown. Yes, very good.
Fuck you.
Let's try to get specific on this one.
Oh, that's a label printer.
No, I feel like that's the fucking, what do you call it? The viewer that you look through?
Nope.
Oh, it's a camera.
Close,
a camera.
Though. Close.
It's
close.
A,
yes.
It's
Viewmaster?
A manual advanced camera. Or whatever.
That is an Olympus camera. I'm going to give that one to you, Aaron.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I didn't know
what
Olympus.
What the hell is this game?
It just sounds.
They're sounds. Come on.
Oh, cool.
You know what I realized before this game? I have a reading problem. I really do. Because I'm like reading endangered sounds, and I immediately think back to that time we played the endangered bird sounds.
Yeah, that's
good.
Okay. Let's try this
God.
One.
Spelling level A. Press go to begin.
It's a speaking spell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's very good.
Good job.
Can we just rock with this one more? I just want to hear this one more time. It's so good.
Late. That was a late one. There you go.
It's Windows
95. God.
It's like Windows 95 by
you know Spliff when it
by
came
Brian
on.
By Brian Eno, basically.
My guess was Encarta.
Or was Encarta.
My guess was Encarta.
No, he said Encarta. But
yeah, but I was wrong. But
it's not Windows 98?
No,
Windows 95.
Windows 98 was much.
I said
more
Windows
subtle.
95 first.
Right.
Yeah. We already did this while you were gone. Yeah. I just wanted to hear the sound again.
By the way, Brian Eno did do the Windows.
Did he?
One of those he did.
sounds like.
Hey,
you
remember
know.
When XP came out and had all those noises?
Yeah.
I never had XP.
There was a shitty rhythm that came out in
never
Jamaica called the Windows XP rhythm.
Oh god.
It was made out of nothing but Windows sound effects.
That sounds awesome.
Let's try this one. See what we got here.
That's an amazing sound, but I don't know what it is.
It's a particular malfunction of a technology that's on its way out.
Fax machine.
Nope.
Is it when you play like music off disk drives?
Ooh, close. It's a CD skipping.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder what song that is.
I know, it's good, right?
My little brother and his nerd friends built this like disk drive like music machine thing. It played like the Imperial March by John Williams.
Let's see this.
It was like five. It's just five disk drives all malfunctioning in the same exam just to make noises.
Livington making art
cool.
From all.
That was my brother.
Well, it runs in the family. Go ahead, sir. Ooh, I know that one.
Speaking of rhythms,
this is hot.
How am I gonna guess this? How is like this is so?
You're
tough.
Disqualified.
Well,
I can't judge.
Is that a Casio keyboard?
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
This game is rigged.
It's Number Munchers.
Oh, I would have never got.
I would have never got that either.
That's
but
not
that's
in
a hell of a it's a hell of a beat, huh?
Not in my knowledge.
Let's try this. Wow. Really?
All these sounds sound the same.
I know, that one's pretty similar.
I keep wanting to say fax machine.
It does sound like the dot matrix.
It's a floppy disk drive, but I don't remember any disk drive that sounded like that.
I don't remember the dot, yeah, I know.
Huh. All right, one more. Let's see.
All right, here we go. Yeah, one more.
Like what you can't see is the graphic.
Water? Oh, okay, there's a...
It's an image that is being obscured. Give you that hint.
That doesn't... That
Playboy static.
It's just like the
yes,
static
that's
TV.
Right. Who said that? Who said that?
Oh, wow.
Who said that, Jeremy?
What, it's like fuzz porn?
It's Playboy static. Yeah, it's TV snow.
No,
they actually
I know what
got,
that
got,
sounds like.
Remember you said, remember like...
Remember the Spice Channel?
No, but Spice was all right. Spice was okay, except like you could see on Spice that they weren't really having sex. Like there would be ones that were like... That
oh,
were,
that's
like,
when
not
they were just like grinding against
right,
each
yeah,
other.
Right, yeah, yeah, or they'd
not.
Be like
that was also
away.
The Playboy Channel.
But all yes, but also do you remember like when I would like stay out on Long Island, I remember like you could get it. Like you could, like it would be fuzzy and green
hey,
and
weird.
See
the, no, you'd oh, see...
You
could
see
get
yeah,
it. You
like
get
you
it.
Could... Yeah, you could get the porno channel.
Get the nip, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah. Like, and it would
every
be
once
green.
In a while.
Yeah, it would be like green and weird, but you could...
And you'd be like, well, there it is.
There it is. There it is.
So shameful.
Let's do an obvious one that'll just be fun.
I want to hear some music.
Okay, come on. Oh, hello? Oh, that's the internet. That's the original. That's the original internet that they gave
it's
us.
An easy one.
That was given to us. Well, Josh, I think you won that. I'm just going to
sure
say.
Odetta confirms, actually.
I just want you to feel good that you won it and you drew something beautiful on our outline.
Okay, we're going
to
play them all at the same time now. Here
okay,
we go.
Here we go. Ready?
Odetta's going to.
Oh. Good afternoon. Pacific Daylight Time will be 12:38:50.
This is awesome.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I told Jack to do this.
Pacific Daylight Time.
Wow, very, very bad, but good.
12:38:50. Good afternoon. Pacific Daylight Time will be 12:38:50.
It's a bit actually meditative in a way. If you try to get it,
yeah, that's the Eno.
Right, it's Brian Eno.
That Eno cuts through everything.
You got it.
Good afternoon. Daylight time will be 12:38:50.
Very nice montage of sounds there.
All right.
And thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm glad you played that. I told you to play it all at the same time.
That was Odetta.
Well, congratulations.
No, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. It was all you.
It was all
no, I mean,
you,
I'm not trying to get the credit.
Mr. Disqualified.
I'm glad you played that because I did it with like five sounds earlier and it sounded just like that.
Well, it's really nice, actually.
Congratulations, Josh, for winning.
Hey, thanks.
He's our guest tonight.
You
and he,
win
he
a free
is,
copy of your book.
Yeah, my own book.
He is right. The illustrator. You're author and illustrator, correct?
No, it's an anthology.
It's an anthology. So
I'm in it.
You're
but,
in it.
But I edited it.
I see. So it's a lot of different artists in sort of a compilation. Okay, and it's called Future Shock Zero. By the way,
Shit Zero.
I have like a... When I get nervous, I have trouble pronouncing things at times. It's interesting that they'd give me a podcast. Future Shock Zero, edited by Josh Berg Graf.
You got it.
And there he is.
There I am.
And he's awesome. He looks great. It's been a while since you've been here. It's great to have you.
It's been
Cheers.
4 years. Cheers to you.
It's been 4 years. Enough time for a presidency.
Hey.
There we go, motherfucker. All right.
I was talking to Josh the other day. He was like, he was amazed that we're still on.
I'm amazed, too. Listen, it's great.
Yeah, me too.
You got to, yeah, a tip of the hat, I think, is in order. Not to, it's a lot of patience involved. But awesome. Great. I think Splivington's leaving early tonight, but we want to play some music first, or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, play him.
Yeah, play him.
Play him out.
All right, Splivington here live on Gunwash Radio.
Hello.
How about that? Just played a little
I've been
game with Josh.
You for the last couple
feels
of
great.
Weeks. You want some?
Come right back
some?
Now.
You want some? You want some?
He doesn't seem like a very bright guy. We'll be right back.
Yo, Kenny Basil, where you at, man?
Voting greatly affects the world, all right? I admit. Live. Yeah. Look, I'm not even far. This is good. You get good pickup on these mics. Motherfucker. Voting is important. Yeah. Say what? My voice is annoyingly loud. I have like a... It comes from the gut. I vomit words out of my mouth. The diaphragm. There you go. Yeah, see, I know. I'll be like, Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Come back next week, Josh. We'll talk about celebrity deaths. You know, I'll be like, you got anything you want to say to the audience before you leave? Yeah. You got anything you want to say? Bye, hi.
Bye, hi. We need a drop.
Yeah, you need a drop. Give us one. See, he knew. Josh, Josh Berggraf. Let us get a drop from you real quick.
I don't often clean guns, but when I do, it's on gunwash.com. Heritage Radio Network. It's me, Josh Berggraf.
Beautiful.
That was really good.
That was a really good one. We rarely get good ones. Thank you, Josh. We'll see you next week.
Smell you later.
Boy, Mondo. Getting around. Mondo, is it off your mouth? Woo, yeah! Cause it's coming packed with the Mondo. Is it mental? Fundamental. Mondo.
That's about to be in the Endangered Sound Museum.
Right.
That'd be dope. If you play that song backwards one day, or, you know, hopefully one day our music friends will make a remix of that, but for this segment, I want to take the time and recite this, what happened the other day. I went to an oral surgeon. Aaron, this is going to happen to you one of these days.
You're right.
This happened to adults.
You're right.
You will get your wisdom teeth pulled out.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I don't have to, because I only needed like one tooth to like be gone. But they told me that if I want to get put to sleep, I need more than one tooth. I mean, if I want to get pulled out, right?
No,
so
no, what you're saying is if you get more than one pulled out, you will have to be put under.
Yeah, right? But I didn't have that. I had the option to, because the other teeth were fine, right? Mm-hmm. So I took the choice of, you know, getting put to sleep. Bye, everybody. Smell you later.
Yeah. Spliffington,
don't forget your umbrella.
Have left the building, or they're leaving the building. See you soon, guys.
Anyways, I had to go to, that happened, and I went to go under and went to sleep.
Today?
No, this was like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
At pretty much like what, on what, Tuesday at like 3 p.m. But my appointment was 10 a.m.
Okay.
Wake up really early. I was a little nervous. I was nervous the whole time because I'm like, damn, man, like my smile is all I have left. You know, like they're going to take like 4 of my teeth out. And then I go. And I'm patient. I make it a little on time. How at 3 o'clock is when they call my name?
So, 10 a.m. arrival, 3 p.m.
is when I'm getting like the procedure done.
So, I think you mentioned this earlier. So, but you didn't just wait there for like 5 hours.
No. Luckily, I communicated with the receptionist, and she told me there's like a few people ahead of me. So, what I did was I walked around the place was like near the World Trade Center.
Okay.
Or, you know, the Freedom Tower, as they say.
Yeah.
And I walked around there and saw like stuff that I'd never seen before. You know, I saw that fountain.
Yeah, it's good stuff down there. Very, very emotional. And
I saw all these names that like were like really strange, and like people that had like crazy names, like Archangel and stuff. You know, people had like names like that. What else? But what I did do, I made it back. Let me go back to what happened. They put something in my mouth, and it was like, hey, check this out. This is gonna make your mouth less tired. And I was like, oh, cool. And they just like jam it in there. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to like count to 10, like backwards or something.
See, this is the crazy part.
Or they tell me something, hey, like, yo, think about something really pleasant. That even happened. They just like, hey, they tricked me.
Oh, they're tricksters. They just like, yo, tricksters.
This thing right here is gonna make your mouth less tired. And
less
it's like
tired. What the fuck does that
and
mean?
And it was like a machine. It was like a jaw thing to like make your mouth open, stay open.
Yeah.
But then I didn't even feel the lady like put something or a mask or anything in my
mouth.
You
were already gone.
Dude, instantly I was like passed
out.
Dude,
you know what's interesting? You know what's that's crazy. Jack, have you ever gone under for anything?
Shit. My bad. No, they just numbed my mouth time I went.
So you, but no, for nothing.
That sound is
no,
awful.
but for nothing, right? You never went.
No,
under
I've never been under.
Oh my god, dude, what you're talking about is crazy, man.
Yeah,
because I done that one time. That shit is crazy. Yo, they'll be like, yeah, like say your ABCs, and you'll just be like out. It's so weird. Wait, so how did they get? What did they do that made you asleep? They gave you a shot, or they?
No. They gave me, I guess, some sort of gas.
They put it on your. They put a mask over you and said, this
"No,
is like
no, not even a mask."
They put something in your mouth.
You know when you go to the dentist and they put something to like make
gauze.
Your mouth.
They'll be like, oh yeah, I gotta keep your mouth open. Whatever. Yeah.
As soon as that happened, I guess she just like slipped something in my mouth that wasn't even heavy,
dude,
and I didn't even feel that.
Don't
or,
you feel like that's scary, dude?
Dude, and then what's even scarier? That. I woke up with my shoes on in a different room, ready to go. So who carried me?
So wait, dude, do you feel? Yeah, yeah.
Because that was
do
like.
You- What happened? Was she with you?
She wasn't there. Nah. Ashley, my girlfriend's in the room right now.
Hello, Ashley. Welcome.
She's from New Orleans and doesn't like Mardi Gras, by the way.
Can't all like it.
She was there and she had to leave for a moment, but when I came back, she had to like help me, and I was like lost, dude. I was lost in the sauce, man. Like I didn't even know where I was at.
Yeah.
My face was somewhat swollen.
Do you remember nothing, right? You don't remember anything from the time. No dream. Nothing.
No dreams. And it was literally like
blackout.
A five. Like you know, you just close your eyes
and you're up.
And I was just up.
Did you feel like, uncomfortable when you woke up? Did you feel like sick a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that stuff's bad, man.
I didn't like the way. And no, this is the worst part. That like I couldn't open my mouth. At all, and I'm like,
ooh,
right, this weird taste in my mouth.
But you're doing. You look like you're. So they took your teeth out. You just got four teeth out.
One each one. So like number 32, I guess. No, this
he knows
like
the
number
16. He's a dentist now.
And then like number one or something, and like the other one.
They took out number one.
Oh, they took out number one.
One.
Wow. So your mouth hurt. Were you like? So when you woke up, your mouth hurt.
Yeah.
You know, Odetta was also at the dentist today.
Oh, you went to the dentist too?
But did they pull out any teeth?
Nah, she didn't go to sleep today. I don't think Odetta would really do that.
No, but this is the worst part. That my mouth, I had like a gauze, like cotton in my mouth.
Sure.
And it was like all this like blood, and I had to keep switching it. Right?
For how long was that?
For like about a day.
That's terrible.
Right? And then
I hate
and then at the end of the night, I was like, yo, I can't even like do this anymore. So I just took it off. Right? And I guess I had to like to spit out all this blood every like 10 minutes.
Do you
right?
feel at this time that you're used to the feeling of those teeth being gone?
Or yeah, does it now, feel like a ghost? Now it's a lot gone. Now I'm like getting the use of the feeling. But I am on like all this pain medication right now.
That's insane.
That's strange.
You know, I switch dentists when I like switch insurances or whatever, and like they'll be like, you know, I'll have one dentist that'll be like, don't worry about it, you're good, your wisdom teeth are in, they're good, they're there, that's what it is. And then I go to like a new dentist and they'll be like, oh, you gotta take those out because like if you get a cavity back there, then you know it'll be very bad.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I have the best dentist. I can give you his number. Dr. Young.
Young? Is that Jung or Young?
No, Young with a Y.
Y-O-U or Y-U?
Y-O-U-N-G.
No, he's very, he's a young man.
Yeah.
He's very good. Does he
he's
makes
best.
You makes you very comfortable, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a guy
he
right now
these,
that...
like virtual reality glasses
oh,
you
okay,
can wear.
Cool. Oh,
I like dentists
really
like that. My The
like,
dentist that did this on
music.
Me, I'm sorry, the dentist that did this on me had a really sense of humor.
I don't really like the dentist who did this to you. Sounds right? Like he snuck something into your mouth.
Well, yeah, I know. At first, he was like a bit tricky. He was like, oh, I like your red socks.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're asleep. Right? I love your red socks. Bang, you're asleep.
But Armando, you're healing quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty surprised because
to recover.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty surprised about because I'm like, wow, like, because my face wasn't even that swollen.
He always does that. Armando will be like, I got my kneecap removed today, and I'm skateboarding here.
Yeah, this is the worst part, I think, personally, that because we had to go get new pillows earlier. The next day, I woke up, my whole pillow was burgundy.
Yeah, you said, like, magenta,
literally,
burgundy.
Like, burgundy, and then my whole face was, blood.
No, but, but you're not, like, some people drool at night. You're not, like, a drooler, are you?
I think I am
a little bit of a drooler, but yeah. There was blood all over the pillow.
Dude. I was thinking of scanning the pillow. It looked like a fucking crazy pattern.
That would be fun to scan.
So yeah, Odette is going to go into the room. We want to cover Mardi Gras.
All right, let's do it.
You know, so
I want to know.
So I'm going to let Odette settle in.
I want to go to Mardi Gras.
We went to this backyard museum. This like old dude in New Orleans in the 9th Ward had a Mardi Gras museum in his backyard.
What is the 9th Ward?
It's just like the
it's
hood.
A neighborhood. It's a neighborhood.
It's, a neighborhood. It's like the hood. It was
way.
Like the most destroyed by Katrina.
Oh, I see.
So I want to play. Odetta, can I play the funny clip first?
Which funny one?
They were all funny.
So when
the fighters?
Yeah. So I go in there and I'm like, and I ask him, I'm like, you probably had a lot of celebrities come through here, you know? Because it's like really cool. And what the fuck's phone is on?
I turned it off.
Come on, Mondo.
That was the wisdom tooth.
So we go in there, and we're interviewing him, we're recording it, and I ask him, which celebrities have come by his museum. So I want to play the clip.
Great.
You must get a lot of great visitors, too.
Yes, I do. The Foo Fighters, CeeLo Green. Yeah, they all came here last year.
Wow.
I didn't know who the Foo Fighters was. They pull up here in vans and everything. Another group of people. And I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to them and all this, and then they just said they were musicians. So I said, man, well, let's go outside and take a group picture. Excuse me, one of my nieces came, who was in college, and she went to screaming. I mean, she having seizures or something. And I'm saying, Chrissy, what's wrong? What's wrong? Foo Fighters, Foo Fighters. So I'm looking around. And I'm standing there with him.
He remembered Foo Fighters.
Yeah. And then I told my son about it, and that when he went on the telephone, showed me where the lead singer was worth $400 million. Yeah.
I'm glad kids still listen to the Foo Fighters. I listened to them when I was
like,
a kid.
Yo, kids in the 9th Ward are really up on the Foo Fighters.
But hey, listen, Foo Fighters are hanging in there. I mean, I listened to Foo Fighters in middle school. Good for them.
Oof.
Shit. No, don't even start with me. You listen to...
It's crazy, right? Should we play about the spirit of Mardi Gras maybe
Please,
a little bit, Odetta?
Play whatever you like.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce it, though? Because you cut these clips.
So, we were down in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, just at the beginning of when they're getting revved up for Mardi Gras, and he was saying that he wasn't going to make his costume until a few days later. So there's a whole like subculture, and Ashley can maybe help describe this, of Mardi Gras Indians. And there's these different crews spelled K-R-E-W-E-S. Am I getting it right? I'm the fact checker over here.
The most common one is the Zulu Indian.
Yeah. So they have these crews or these tribes, and there's a big chief, and they are passing down this music, this tambourine music and chanting cool. through generations and generations. And I think the first Mardi Gras was celebrated in like the 1700s.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, the French explorers came, and like Josh was saying, it sort of comes from pagan rituals. But now there are these parades, and the costumes are unbelievable. Huge crowns with feathers that are 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
And incredible beadwork. It's just so colorful and vibrant and gorgeous. And they're doing these dances, and it's very unique to New Orleans. It's very specific to New Orleans. And it's a beautiful, like, cross-section of all these different cultures. You have the Creoles, the French, it's Africans. Haitian. Yeah.
A lot of Haitian background.
Yeah.
Those periods are there are no floats. It's just people dancing in the street, playing music. It's really fun.
Yeah.
That's a period that I do enjoy going to. I like the Zulu periods. They throw coconuts. It's kind of crazy. Last year I saw Flavor Flav at that parade.
Cool.
pretty random.
Yeah, so they throw
you see the Foo Fighters?
Glass beads or all kinds of little trinkets and things.
Oh,
but
boy.
What this guy was showing us was a VHS from the 90s of a rehearsal. And he said that that's where the real culture exists.
Oh,
and
in the rehearsals.
That was in
the
rehearsals.
At the top of the show, yeah.
So he's showing us this video and sort of like reminiscing, and we're recording, and we have some clips from that. And then I think the next day, Jack and I saw, shout out to WWOZ's incredible radio station down there.
Oh, okay.
And they had listed a couple of different crew rehearsals happening. So we rolled up and it was quite a scene. We'll get there. But Jack, okay. You want
to
pull up the first
clip? We'll listen
clip?
To a little bit of him talking about, this is him talking over the VHS tapes, you know?
I'm part of the Mardi Gras Indian tribe. I have what they call the second line club called the Original Big Nine. Crew the Jew.
Crew
the Jew. In the north side, Skull and Bones. See, that's my photo from Mardi Gras last year right there. Our tribe is called North Side Skull and Bones. We all skeletons.
Mm.
And we all hang out together and stuff. Yeah. I play tambourine. Let me show y'all a little something. Now, see, they have what they call Mardi Gras Indian practice. That's before we put on a costume on Mardi Gras Day. See, that's our culture in its purest form. Now, they got other ones that they put it on wax with, you know, with electrical stuff, but this is the 100% real deal. Now, see, when you hear them drum, that's when you get the spirit of Mardi Gras.
Guys playing a tambourine and singing, and then the rehearsal we went to, they had big drums up on stage.
One of the dudes had one arm.
Yeah. What a great interview. What a lucky interview.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. I only took a couple of moments, but...
Did you guys eat any king cake?
Yes, we did, on your recommendation.
I had one of those before. I had one of those before, but it was one that was like... I guess it was from New Orleans, so I don't know. It's good. It's like sugary and...
So here's another funny clip from that interview.
It's not being chauvinist. There's a reason for it. That's why Queen stayed back there by the big chief.
Oh, wait, we should kind of introduce what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what was that?
Jack asked if there are any female big chiefs.
Sure.
And he said, no, they queens.
I see.
It's not being chauvinist. There's a reason for it. That's why Queen stayed back there by the big chief and looked pretty. Because through that day, if you would be a five-bar flag bar and that big chief tell you, I don't want media, then it's your responsibility to keep them at bay. Now that means you might have to get pushed down, tripped, or whatever. But the ripple effect of that is, by you being a woman, so now you're somebody's wife, girlfriend, sister, auntie. That's where the trouble comes. Because then the family ain't going to look at it as what you're doing. You know, their emotions, you know, look what he did to my sister. Now you got big trouble. Yeah. So we keep them back there in the back.
Not being chauvinist. He was talking a lot about the rivalry.
Not being chauvinist,
between...
but keep the women in the back.
Yeah.
Well...
He was so well-spoken and such a historian. Oh, I forgot to bring the book. He wrote this book all about the culture.
That's crazy.
Documenting the history of it. He's a true historian. He said he used to just hang out with the big chiefs, but he was telling us about the rivalries between the different crews. And then also, even within each crew, there's an incredible hierarchical structure. So there's the big chief, and then it's clear, we saw in the rehearsal, it's clear that there are certain people that are like... They have a role to fill. And if you cross that line and if you infringe on what their position is, then it gets heated, which I think is really interesting.
Don't be Donald Trump in that situation.
What was the second one that's had two on it? What was that?
Oh, there's the Wild Apaches and the Family Tree.
Oh, those are both good. I think the Wild Apache is talking about the guy with one arm, and then I mean when we were at the rehearsal,
get some background on him with the family tree. So this is like his lineage.
I'm married into one of the most musical families here in the city of New Orleans.
Good for him.
My wife's uncle was named Jesse Hill. Uncle Jesse made a song way back then called Ooh Poopa Doo.
What?
And
do you know that song?
Out of that family, yeah. his sister married a gentleman named Mr. Frank Lassie, and they had six children. Out of them six children came two world-class drummers. One is Joe Lassie Jr., the drummer with the Preservation Hall Band, and the other one is Harold and Riley Jr., with Wynton Marsalis at Lincoln Center.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Big drummer.
And then go down another tier, Trombone Shorty, and then the Jesse Hill grandkids.
Oh, I like Trombone Shorty a lot.
So clearly music is an essential piece of New Orleans culture, right? And we were at the rehearsal, and there were chairs, you know, lined up against the wall. And Jack and I almost couldn't keep our bodies from moving. We almost were taken out of our seats by the spirit of Mardi Gras, or whatever it is. It's just so infectious, and the beat just gets into it. It's like really almost like a supernatural feeling. I don't know if you've ever had
that. I've never seen Ashley say one word, but she was dancing when that music came on.
Yeah, right?
It infected her.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit more about some history.
It was Indian culture. Yeah, the French had a law in the books called Code in the Water that meant code black. And under that law, slaves didn't work on Sunday. But they was allowed to interact with the Native Americans and trade with them. Okay. And then we adopted that image of being an Indian for Mardi Gras, and created the neighborhood Mardi Gras, not Main Street. We weren't part of Main Street until what we are today. But if you think about that sound, it's Caribbean, it's African, you know. Let me tell you, the language is a mixture of African, Creole, and the blend of New Orleans.
Yeah. Now see this fella right here?
Uh-huh. He's deceased. He's chief of a tribe called the Wild Apache. And he had one arm. And did some of the most beautiful beadwork you want to see. With that one arm. Yeah.
We got a caller on Mardi Gras Line 5.
Hey, caller.
Hey, yo.
Yes,
this is Ace telling you don't forget about your cured meats. And a fun part of Italian diet. Goodbye.
Thank you, Ace.
Good one.
Ace, the furthest thing from the spirit of Mardi Gras.
I didn't hear what he said.
When I was eating some
cured meats.
Oh, I like cured meats.
When I was eating some king cake the other day, I found the baby Christ.
The baby Christ.
And that's good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you guys are like true radio. I mean, that was some interview. Very enjoyable. You convinced me. I want to go down there and check
me
it out.
Me too.
Dude, bro, if you saw this VHS tape, man, it was so fucking next level.
I bet that's true. But that's true. Is that the phone ringing?
Yeah, we got another call.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guy?
Hey, I had a quick question. Is Josh there?
Josh
left. What's up, though? You'll give him your message.
Tell him to meet me at Diamond Bar on Franklin later, because our buddy's moving back to Berlin, and we should hang out before then.
All right, cool. We'll tell him. Thanks,
what if
man.
This was a perfect prank call, though, right? What if this was like Steve calling and really none of this mattered?
Who, Fuentes? That's cool. We'll still tell him.
All right, sweet. You guys rock. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve. I missed that guy.
That was our good friend Victor Curlo.
It was Victor?
Yeah.
You text Josh. Tell him that his friends from Berlin are leaving.
I think that was like a prank.
So are you saying he's going to go to Diamond Bar and then no one's going to be there?
Yeah.
I think Josh won't fall for that. I think he knows the games. I think Josh
might
is smart.
Be right.
He won the game.
Did win the game.
And made the best joke.
Yeah, so then Odetta and I actually went to a rehearsal, and this is the real... hiding my iPhone. I didn't want to see anybody record.
Right.
You know what's funny? I was like, I wanted to record it so bad, but
yeah,
I was like...
you don't want
to come
off
weird.
I was
like, yo, that's like so fucking Diplo of me, you know?
Right,
I'm like, let me just walk in here and record these beats. I'll just go home and like make the same beat and then
But you're not going to make something commercial out of it.
You should use voice memos.
I did. This is a voice memo.
Yeah, it's educational. Play it. There you go.
What I thought was the most incredible aspect of it, they're all playing the same instrument. They're all playing a tambourine. But one guy would smack it, and it was like his own voice coming out of this instrument. They're all playing the same thing, but just by the way he would hit it, he would procure such a different tone. And sometimes we were just sitting there dancing, and one guy would just start smacking it, and it was like, broke you out of it. Yeah, it sounded totally different.
Magical.
Yeah.
Wow.
So unique. Each time somebody new would hit it and take the lead. Like right there, you hear it, right?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Very nice.
And it's like, I was thinking about this too. You know, you're like, what could you compare this to in New York? I'm like, all right, maybe the dance hall clubs on like
nothing. I thought about this the other day.
Right,
I was thinking about
too
it.
Unique. It's
because
like,
I'm like, okay, people still kind of get down in like an old school way. Like it's the but
I was thinking about this the other day. How the fact just with the king cake alone that how that gets made once a year
wow,
out there.
Rondo loves king cake.
Yeah, but you know what? No, but if he makes a good point in the sense that like you know Jack, like what you said before about how like oh I didn't want to be Diplo and do this. Like even if Diplo wanted to do that, he wouldn't embody like the specific voice, as Odetta said, to it.
And this shit's passed down for generations.
Exactly. You can't fake it or you know, duplicate.
Can I play? I want to find one more.
Whatever you want,
I want to find one more thing because, like, again, so we went to a second line too, which was crazy. And Ashley, I'm sure you know all about this, but it's like you know, it's a New Orleans funeral basically. So they're celebrating the lives of like I think it was four or five people for this second line, and they're marching. And playing music with a huge group of people, and they go
big
up
brass band,
like a big brass band, and they actually go up to like the doorstep of the family of the deceased, which is just so next level and incredible. And it
lasts like 2 hours. So as they're moving through
that,
the city,
it's
they're picking
day.
Up people. So we saw them in the morning, the beginning of the parade, and then a few hours later, we were in a different neighborhood, and it was like three times the size, right. Like, just like so, going through the boulevard, shutting shit down.
Listen to how fire this is.
Every time I think about New Orleans, I think about Gambit from X-Men.
Yeah, imagine how much energy.
Dude, and they're
takes.
Partying.
That's what I'm
too.
Saying.
So like, much energy.
Oh my god.
Blunts everywhere.
Yeah, but even
cups
but
everywhere.
Partying,
and it's like that's
you can drink
right,
in the street. You
that's
know?
The right yes. way to celebrate.
Oh, right, you can drink in the
death,
street.
Death, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's not somber. It's energetic. Wow. Wow.
You can't even find that
no,
many people who play instruments out here.
No,
never mind, you know.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is like that sound, for example, that little trumpet, that was a trumpet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
That little trumpet sound you played, like that's like, you know, we would try to like play that type of music in like a jazz club here, but that
you
was
can't
just,
do
like,
it.
Right,
no.
Exactly. Yeah.
But seriously, if you haven't been to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Get on down because there is a.
Insane
time
world.
Frame on that magical land.
Yeah, right? It might be Atlantis in 100 years.
Yeah.
So
less,
wow.
less,
less than 100 years.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I got 100, but I'll go down there next year. We'll check it out.
Yeah,
if it's still there next year, I'll go check it out.
Hopefully,
there's Mardi Gras every year, right?
Yeah. So Mardi Gras is on Tuesday, and the whole idea is that you really do it up, and you're totally debaucherous, and you drink, and you dance, and
Fat Tuesday.
This
right?
Tuesday
you get
coming
fat.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow. And then on Wednesday, you like repent for your sins. You get the ash cross, and then
right.
Lent, you give up something for 30 days.
Yo, let's all hang out on Tuesday.
I get an ash cross. Fuck it.
Well,
what's
going on?
I told you, Two Boots is actually going to have some live music and alligator pizza and Bayou Tesh beer specials on
right.
Tuesday.
Put the sauce cross on my face. Well, listen, that was fascinating.
Yeah, great
wonderful episode,
guys.
Of Gunwash, and
we learned
was
a lot
awesome.
This week.
Thank you, Odetta and Jack, for bringing that stuff. That was,
yeah, that was
that
amazing.
Was really,
thank
really
you.
Great. And Armando, I hope you heal, and your teeth feel better.
Oh yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of grateful for that. The fact that okay, my teeth kind of hurt a little bit, but my body hurts the most.
Well,
right,
get rest.
So you know the pain medication that they gave me is kind of helping me out.
All right, good.
Don't forget to gargle.
You know what? I have it. I bought a bottle of peroxide. I've just been gargling with peroxide. Gargling.
Nice. Record that.
Yeah. That's
and then bring
sound.
It in next week.
Record the foam sounding. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will be back next week. I don't know exactly what's going on. Josh says he's coming back. You guys
I don't think he
sure.
is.
Well, we can.
It's
find
like
him.
One of those type of things when people say like, "Hey, let's hang out tomorrow."
Well, maybe he wants to. I feel like Josh like kind of like, thinks I'm like a square. So I like if he came back, I'd be like, "Oh, cool." He thinks.
Well,
so.
Next week is your birthday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I wonder what's going to go on.
Rest in peace, Dave Mirra, too.
Oh yeah. Well, that's weird. Very
it's
strange.
Fucked
and
up, right?
How'd you get those news? How did you get the news?
The
Jack?
Internet, dude.
The internet, yeah.
Listen,
he
thanks everyone.
Facebook.
If I fucking killed myself, it wouldn't be on the internet.
Okay,
like,
we're not. Can we not
fact.
Talk
okay.
about that?
Joke about
that. Not do that. Okay, we're not talking about that.
Bye.
That's very sad. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week on Gunwash. Gunwash.com.
Hurry home.
Hurry home.
That's it.
That's it.
Fuck.